Thank you guys for tuning into the Spartan Dogs podcast. We're back with another episode. I'm with my boy West Coast Real. How you doing, bro?
Yes, sir. Doing okay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. A lot going on here coming up these next few weeks. We got March Madness around the corner. Big Ten tournament starting, Wednesday, Thursday?
Yeah.
One of those days. I want to say Thursday. But either way, we have a few busy weeks coming up, which means a lot to talk about.
Lots.
Including a game we just played Sunday, I believe. Yes, Sunday.
Yeah.
About that. And then we have a few more hot topics. Are you ready to get into it, bro?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Let's get it. All right. So, obviously, the top of the line has got to be the Indiana game. So, just what are your thoughts about that game overall? I know there's a lot that happened with it. It was a crazy game, good ending, good basketball game.
Yeah.
Just obviously not a good end result. So, what's your takeaway from that?
The 65-64 loss to Indiana was an indictment on the season. Just how the whole thing went. I mean, I could go over a few things that concerned me. I mean, not concerned because I've seen it before. You know, it's just at this point, I guess you're just numb to the way Michigan State plays basketball. The paint was the biggest detriment to that game versus Indiana. The kid Ward, I believe he was a freshman, if I'm not mistaken. His name was Ward. I know he's number one. I think he had 28 points.
Yeah, and
that was insane. I think he led all of Indiana in points at 28, and he demolished everyone. It didn't matter who they put in front of him. He was going to score. He had the mindset that I'm going to score on whoever you put in front of me. And, man, while that was happening, I was just like, well, fuck. Like, it was just painful to see us getting abused in the paint. But it also, I hope that Izzo also seen us get destroyed in the paint. It was like, you know what? Maybe the fans are right. Maybe I do need to get some guys in here who can actually play some basketball or who are actually athletic, because we just got out hustled. I mean, we got out hustled and out muscled in that game versus Indiana. That's it.
Yeah, no, I agree. Pretty much with everything you said, I agree with. I think it was obvious, and I think it's been, you know, as everyone's been saying, very clearly, blatantly obvious this entire season that Izzo's lack of focus or lack of will, whatever you want to call it, in the offseason has led us to this moment now, to where, you know, we're in this situation, and now it gets to the point where we sound like broken records, because it's far too late to fix it now. You know, we have who we have.
Yep.
So about the Indiana game, as far as that goes, yeah, I there's nothing else I could say differently besides, you know, I think that Akins, you know, and this is more of a conversation for later, but I think, again, like, Akins is the person I circle because I just need more from him. I think if he just did a little bit more, things would be different. But I just think that's a different conversation. But, yeah, the inside game is pathetic. No one played defense. No one did anything. And, you know, Indiana did their thing, and they won the game. So with that right around the corner, though, after that loss, though, it gives us more, I guess, fake hope or something else to be optimistic about, and that's the Big Ten tournament. We open against Minnesota.
Yep.
12 o'clock Thursday afternoon. How are you feeling about that one?
The last time we played Minnesota, Max Christie's brother got into our asses. So I believe it's going to be a revenge game for Michigan State. So I actually predict that they will win this game. Just because, you know, they can't – if they look bad again, like, I don't – if they lose this game versus Minnesota, I do not want them in the tournament. Like, I really don't want them in the tournament. Like, they're just – I mean, because you lost to Indiana and now you're going to lose to Minnesota, like – they're messing with you. If anybody thinks that Michigan State deserves to be in a tournament, they deserve to be on the bubble, and they might can get in the play-in game. But they're not a team that just anybody just say, oh yes, regardless of if they win or lose, they're in the tournament. You know, I grant those to teams that actually dominate during the regular season. Just you've lost like 5 or 6 to 7 games, but you're still a, you know, you're still a very good team, you know. But Michigan State is just not that good. You know, they're just, they're an average team in the Big Ten. Let's be honest, they're an average team in the Big Ten. And that's a damn shame.
Yeah, and honestly, at times, we were teetering on being below average. I mean, when you really think about our last, like, 7 games, we almost lost to Michigan at their house that last game. We pushed away towards the end, but it wasn't as bad as the scoreboard looked at the end. I think it was a lot closer than that. The Northwestern game, we probably should have lost that one. I don't know how we got away with that game, but we snuck out of that on senior night. We lost to Ohio State, who was one of the worst teams in the Big Ten, if not the worst. Mm-hmm. We blew it against Minnesota. I mean, so there's just been so many losses to where, like, we've lost to the middle of the pack or sometimes almost the worst, or we have lost to the worst, to where it's just like, what? I don't know what Michigan State is, because they'll follow it up with a really good game against Purdue. I get we lost. I get we still did a lot of stupid things, but, like, we probably shouldn't have been that close against Purdue.
Yeah.
And we played them very well at their home court. I mean, we've been terrible on the road. In that game, we played very well on the road. So it's just my only hope going into the Big Ten tournament is we can maybe this little excuse, this little thing in the back of my head is maybe the guys were just like, I'm just going to wait till March Madness. I'm going to wait till tournament season. You know, maybe AJ and Akins and all these guys, they've been here so long where they're like, let's just get in March Madness. Let's just get to tournament play, and then we'll start, you know, we'll start. That's all I can sincerely hope, you know?
Yeah, they can. Yeah, those fans can go jump off a cliff. I don't appreciate none of that. No, like, you know what this team is. This team is not going to – listen, I've said this before on the podcast. I'm going to say it again. This team can beat anybody, and this team can lose to anybody. I don't like that type of a team. I like to know once I see an opponent, I'll be like, okay, we match up good to them against them. We should beat them and go from there. Nowadays, I look at us and I'm like, bro, we don't match up well versus that team at all. And I just pray that we keep it competitive. You know what I'm saying? I'm at the competitive stage of Tom Izzo's career right about now. I'm just looking for teams that are competent. That's it. That's basically all I'm looking for. I'm not looking for a Big Ten championship. I'm not looking for an NCAA championship at this point. I mean, because I have to see something worthwhile on the court. And, you know, I've just seen average things happen on the court. We don't have very much athleticism in the paint. So until we can reconstruct this roster, man, it's going to look bleak. And you touched on what it could look like next year. So, man, just brace yourselves, MSU fans. Please brace yourselves. It could get bad to worse real fucking quick.
And that's going to be – actually, that's one of our topics for later too, is what it's going to be like next year. Because March Madness – I think that conversation can go one or two ways. It could be a very quick conversation to where it's like Michigan State's going to go to March Madness. They're going to win one game and they will be back home before the end of the week. You know, like,
yeah, true.
Or, you know, or it could be a different moment. We're very optimistic and, you know, we think Akins will have the game of his life. You know, we'll think, you know,
it's possible. It's all possible. You're right.
Which side are you more so on? Do you believe, like, and when we make a run, I mean, like, at best, like, let's say Sweet 16.
Yeah, I believe you're right. That is the best case scenario. Depends on who the matchup is. I mean, I just got to see the matchups. If we're facing, the thing is, the reason why I say it depends on the matchup is because college basketball is probably the most watered down league as of right now. It's just too much parity. There's no dominant team that I'm looking at. I know Purdue's pretty good, but Purdue could be beat. If they can let Michigan State get that close to beating them, I believe there's a team in the tournament that can beat them. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I don't really see a team that is just light years beyond the next. And I'm just like, damn, you know, Michigan State ain't got a shot if they face them. Like, if Michigan State can get hot, if Malik Hall can start hitting threes at a consistent rate, if Tyson Walker can continue to hit 30 points a game, they're going to be – I think they can win a couple games. Just like you said, I believe that's the best-case scenario is the Sweet 16. Other than that, no, I don't see them getting no further than that. I believe that they're lucky run out. I mean, don't get it twisted. I'm not going to root against them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not.
Not going to root against them, but I'm just going to be realistic with my expectations. That's it.
No, I agree. And I'm more so – I'm naturally more so leaning being optimistic about it, but I'm more so just leaning on it's going to be a quick weekend. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be good to see us there, I guess. It's going to be good to see the vibe of March Madness be involved in that. But other than that, I don't really have much expectations based off what I've seen. Maybe the Big Ten tournament might, you know, sway me another way if I could see some kind of effort, if I could see Sissoko, you know, do something different, maybe, or see Carson Cooper play some defense, maybe. But as far as now, I'm not really – I just kind of want it to be over, which kind of leads us to our next point. Once it's all over, because like we said, the March Madness conversations, that's a quick one. But once it's all over, this one where it gets complex and it can go all over the place. So I guess my first question is, when it's all over – first, let's start from the top. Who do you think will stay? Because I know Hall has to leave, and I know that Hogard and Akins. So I guess these are the two questions. Do you believe that Xavier Booker is going to transfer, or do you think he'll stay? And do you think that AJ is coming back and Akins is coming back?
Yeah, the toughest question to answer is, do you think Xavier Booker is going to transfer? If I had to bet my last dollar, I would say yes, but I don't believe that's in his. I don't believe that's in his heart. You know, I am a little disappointed in the Indiana game. He only played 7 minutes, but you know that's neither here nor there. You know, seems like Izzo's going back to his old ways with Xavier Booker. But if Xavier Booker doesn't return, man, I say this shit get dark. What little baby saying that mean, man? Shit done got serious. Like, shit, it's about to get seriously bad in here. Like, because I do believe AJ Hogarth will come back. I believe Jaden Akins should come back. Now you say, do you want them or not? I'm like, yeah, I'll still want AJ. I have faith in AJ a little bit more than any other MSU fans out there. I mean, I've seen AJ scored 10 points, which is more than a lot of other people on the bench. Like, just let me, you know, him and Akins had the same amount of points in the Indiana game, which is 10. But he was 2 of 3 from 3-point range. AJ Hogarth was. In my opinion, AJ Hogarth did his fucking job. I don't know if the MSU fans want AJ Hogarth to hit 25 points or, you know, like, it's not like that's not going to be who he is. I mean, in my opinion, he should have a little bit more than 10 points. I mean, he should have about 16 points. I mean, mid 15, whatever 15 you can get, give me that. And I'll take two out of three from 3-point range from AJ Hogarth any day. But he should come back. Akins should come back and actually improve, because Akins went to the he left to go see if he can make it in the NBA. He wanted to go see about his draft stock.
Yeah, that was crazy to me.
Clearly, it didn't come back the right way. So he come back to MSU and he looks worse. Go figure.
And I think
so. Go ahead.
I was saying I think Akins is for sure coming back. I've heard some rumors. I was gonna ask you about AJ. I heard rumors. I don't know if you know. I don't know how true they are, but I heard that like Izzo and him don't get along that much. Like AJ might just not like this scheme. There's no exact source to it, but I've just been hearing that, like, you know, maybe Izzo doesn't like, I've heard that AJ is just kind of not getting along with the team or something. I don't know. I just feel like something I've heard, and it seems like so there's a disconnect with AJ and the players now. It just seems like when everything's hitting the wall, it's just, I don't know. But I would like to see AJ back. I would again, like you said, I agree with you that I think he's a valuable player. I think having a real center would help him. Everyone's been saying that, but I think he doesn't have a lot of tools that complement his game.
True.
Around him, like the game around him, don't complement his game well at all. And so, yeah. But the next part of it was Izzo. So Izzo's obviously, we talked about in the last show, is going to have to sign players, do something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we said like 3 years. What do you see the future looking like? What's next for you after this? Once this season's over, like what's your next after this season's done? Like what should be Izzo's like first move? Like there's so much that has to be fixed. Where do you start?
Well, first off, you need a guy that can put the ball in the hole. You need to, I'm going to take it 1 year at a time when it comes to Tom Izzo. I want him to want the roster to be 10 times better than what it was right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want him to make the moves that we all hope that he can make. Get in the transfer portal, go get guys that have some athleticism and can score the basketball, because that's basically what you need. You need shooters. We talked about this. We said that what can Tom Izzo do to get A.J. Hogarth to maximize his game? And I said, create spacing. A.J. Hogarth needs at least two shooters playing with him at all times. And once he can get that, the spacing can open up the driving lanes, because that's what A.J. Hogarth is at his best, is when he's driving to the basketball. Exactly. When he's driving the basketball, you know, when he's driving the score or driving the dish, who I don't care. But when he's downhill, he's at his best. And when you don't have shooters on the floor, when you have guys that struggle to put the ball in the hole, kind of makes their defenders slash, you know, sag off of them a little bit, so that the lanes aren't as open as, you know, A.J. Hogarth kind of needs them to be in order to be successful. So it's just going to be like that. I just need to see Izzo work with what he has. Just try to maximize what you have, man. You know, we need a complete reamped as far as post play goes. I'm looking to see who he gets in a transfer portal that's going to be our inside interior guy. Because if you got Booker, that's cool, but you need a guy that can rebound and, you know, block some shots and even has a post move here and there. I mean, I'm not looking for my center or any center that Izzo gets to be a double-double guy, but, man, if you can just stumble upon a double-double guy, that'd be great. That'd be great for this offense, man. I'm just looking for some toughness and some veteran leadership for next year.
And I agree. And my thing with it is I think Izzo, like we said, he's in his last 3 years here, 3 to 4 years max. I think that Izzo should more so like look towards a scouting team, or get more of a NBA assistant, or get somebody in here who's knowledgeable about talent, because I think he could maximize his 3 years. I don't think it has to be, you know, us putting Ole Yeller down. I think Izzo can get a scouting department, get just, even if it's just one person who's like, I'm in charge of like recruiting and bringing talent to you, Izzo. I'll bring you the tape. I'll bring you the name, the tape, the position. Everything he does, you watch the tape, you meet the kid. If you like him, he's here. It could be that simple. Izzo has that prestige, that kind of legacy, where I think he can get away with being like, you know what, I don't really have to recruit too hard. I'm Tom Izzo. We're Michigan State basketball. I mean, yeah, you still have to talk to these players and do X, Y, and Z, but you could also, you know, right. You're Tom Izzo.
Right. You're Tom fucking Izzo, man. You're a Hall of Fame coach, man. Yeah, go out there and get the talent that's necessary to win basketball games. That's it. That's all I ask.
Exactly. And Devin just popped in.
Yeah.
How you doing, Devin?
Man, life.
Yeah. Life. I understand it, sir.
Life as an adult, it's not fun sometimes.
Well, welcome to the Spartan Dogs podcast.
Oh, I'm ready to talk.
Just popped in. I want to ask you a question, because it's a good one. I think it's nothing too hard. I know you just got in here, but we're kind of past March Madness. We can kind of backtrack a little bit and ask you about March. But real quick, I wanted to just know, like, so after March Madness is over, once this year is over, what's the biggest thing, or what do you think Michigan State's first mission should be?
Well, as far as, you know, moving into March and had to, first off, I think the team just got to take it one game at a time. I mean, we've been pretty disappointed all season long for the most part. I mean, this team had a lot of hype coming around. I mean, more than I think any team in the last 3 or 4 years, really, outside of maybe Cassius Winston's senior year, which obviously, yeah, you know, got cut short due to COVID. But yeah, this team has had the most hype around it since probably that team. And I think we've just been kind of let down and disappointed. But, you know, I would say take it one game at a time. And this is a lot of these guys' last season. So, I mean, make it count. I mean, just go out there and fight. Go out there and fight every single game. I mean, the Big Ten tournament, we've got, what, Minnesota on Thursday, isn't it, at noon?
Yeah.
Go out there and just fight. Get the dub, whether it's a tough, gritty win or we blow them out of the water, whatever it is, because we split the series with them this year. They beat us, yeah, and we beat them. You need to go out there and put on a show to really try and even secure a spot, because, I mean, I know we'd probably make the tournament even if we were to lose to Minnesota, but it just wouldn't give the guys a lot of confidence and momentum, so... As far as individual performance and or just individual playing goes, I mean, just more points in the paint and stop having Tyson Walker have to drop 40 a game for us to win.
Yeah,
I agree.
I would say that's a big thing right there. We need everybody else contributing on a high level. I'm not asking Malik Hall or AJ Hogard to drop 20, 25 points, whatever it is. But, I mean, we just need, you know, some 10, 15-pointer, like, consistently putting up numbers.
Yeah.
And just helping our guy out. Don't mind Tyson being the guy shooting threes, dropping the most points. Doesn't make a difference to me. But just need our other guys contributing. So biggest thing, just take it one game at a time.
So I'll ask you this question too then. So when it comes to March Madness, are you more optimistic that Michigan State can make a push? Or are you more so in the part like, I think we'll see them for one weekend and then that's they won't make it to Monday? Do you think we're more so not going to make it far at all, or do you think this team still has something in it to where you're more so optimistic for March, or are you more so leaning towards it's not going to work at all? You know what I mean?
So, I've been pretty down on this team for the most part throughout the season. I think as all three of us have, but. I told myself this, I believe it was yesterday, actually. I told myself, I was like, you know what? Big Ten tournament's here, even after the Indiana loss. Big Ten tournament's here. March Madness is right around the corner. I'm just going to go all in and stay positive with this team because we have seen some good things out of this team this season, mm-hmm, regardless of, you know, the struggles and the woes that they have had. We have seen some good things out of this team. We've seen them beat top 10 top 15 teams this year. We've seen it happen. A multitude. We've seen them get some pretty good Big Ten wins. I mean, beating Illinois, yep, was a pretty good feat. Beating Baylor when they were the 6th ranked team in the country was a pretty good feat. and then beating Northwestern on senior night, even though that was a very low scoring game for college basketball standards, at least. Very good. So I'm going to stay optimistic and positive because I don't see the positive in being negative right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't see the positive in being negative towards this team when we're in the postseason now, basically. Like, no different than, you know, being a Patriots fan, being a Lions fan, whoever you're a fan of in the NFL. If your team had a rough season but they made the playoffs, what's the point in being fucking, you know, negative about the situation? Like, we're in the postseason. Like, let's just focus. Let's go. Let's make it happen.
That's true. That's the way they should look at it for damn sure, because you're right. I mean, a lot of those guys aren't coming back next year, you know? So,
yeah, like, just why not go out without a banger? Like, why anything but going out without a banger, man? Like, come on. Like, just go out without a banger. Like, make it happen. Like, just Who cares about all the other nonsense and the way things have gone up and down the season? I don't care about, excuse me, statistics and just what's happened this year. And that, like, just let's go in. Let's everybody be positive. Let's just cheer for this team. Let's just make it happen. Let's just get behind them, make it happen. We're here. Doesn't matter how bad the season been. I mean, we're here. We made it. I mean, they're not Michigan. Didn't win 9-10 games. We won close to 20. So, come on. Let's just make it happen, boys.
So let me ask you this, Devin. So Big Ten tournament this Thursday. How far do you expect them to go in the Big Ten tournament? And then once the tournament starts and wherever we're seated, how far do you think they can go there? Like, what's your realistic expectations for the postseason tournament?
I'm actually getting the Big Ten bracket pulled up right now, so I can
thank you. I've been wanting to see it too.
So, you know, just kind of starting things out. You know, we've obviously got Minnesota. We were placed as the eighth team, and we got Minnesota at noon, which is why I'm so glad I work the job that I work, because I can make my hours and freaking actually be able to watch this stuff versus working a regular 9-to-5 and have to miss Big Ten tournament games or March Madness like I did in the past. So if we do win this game, we do go to play Purdue.
Oh, shit.
We go to play Purdue. We play Purdue.
Dear God.
Yes. Yes, I did see that. I seen that yesterday too, I believe, and I was like, "Oh,
maybe man. They'll bench Edie and save him for March Madness." You know what I mean? Maybe they'll be like, "Edie, we don't need to win this tournament. Let's just make sure nothing happens to you." You know what I mean? Like, let's preserve you. Maybe they'll sit Edie out.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not, but you know, one can hope.
Which I wish we would have gotten like Northwestern or Illinois or something, Nebraska maybe, but yeah, on Friday, so we play at noon Thursday against Minnesota, and then if we beat Purdue. We, by some miracle, we beat Purdue on Saturday. We would play against the winner of, it's okay, so it'd be one of four teams. It'd be Maryland, Rutgers, Wisconsin, or Northwestern. It'd be one of the four teams that we would play if we were to beat Minnesota and Purdue. But realistic expectations as far as the Big Ten tournament goes, I mean, I believe we should be able to beat Minnesota. I have confidence the team can beat Minnesota. I'm leaning more towards, I mean, ESPN's got us predicted at a 79% chance of winning. I don't know if I was going to put it that high. Right. I would have given us about a 60, but, and then as far as beating Purdue, I mean, the one game we did play Purdue this year, it was fairly close. They didn't blow us out of the water. From what I can recall, I'm getting the stat line, the score pulled up right now.
I think it was like a 7-point game, a 6-point game.
Yeah, I do believe I'm getting that pulled up right now. I do believe it was fairly close. It wasn't. Yeah, we lost 80-74. So I mean, we put up 74 points on Purdue. I mean, we were shooting clearly, number two team in the country. So we were able to keep pace for the most part, and the halftime score was 38-35. So we were well within the game.
I think we'll be in the game again. I just think that once again, it's just matchups, and we all know that paint, man. Edie can do whatever he wants to in that paint, especially against us.
Yeah, it's.
So I
it's
mean, unless we get Booker or somebody who's ready to throw down with Edie and you know, step up and you know try to you know make it rough on them.
Maybe that's he will what's be that game. Be the thing.
Say it again.
I said, maybe he will. Maybe this will be the game that he does. No, can't look past Minnesota, obviously, but I believe we should be able to beat them. But if we do, we will go straight into Purdue.
Yeah, and then I wanted to ask you about the tournament. I mean, I know we don't have a bracket right now. I'm pretty sure we'll do another podcast before the first round of the NCAA tournament goes up. But I wanted to get your predictions on how far do you think they can make it. Do you think they can get out of the first weekend?
I think they can get to this week 16 like they did last year.
Okay.
I think that they can do that. As far as past that, not really sure, but I believe they can get to the Sweet 16 at least, because, I mean, the team's not that much different outside of what? Missing Joey Hauser, really? Mm-hmm. That's about it. That's about the only person we're really missing off this roster.
It's a big piece, too.
Oh, it is a big piece. It's a big piece, even though, you know, your boy Jordan down here is harping on him all season long last year, but now you miss him.
He got better at the end of the year. Like, the beginning of the year, he was very shy, and towards the end, he got very good.
Yeah, he figured out.
I hope Malik Hall does that. That's what I was saying. I hope Malik Hall gets his shot going and gets hot. So maybe he can be the Joey Hauser of March or the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got the potential to do it for sure.
So yes, he's shown definitely the potential. He can definitely put it on and do what he needs to do to make things work. So oh, did you guys already predict what type of seed we would get for the March Madness tournament?
No.
I'm thinking, where were we last year? What was the 11? Last year? We were 11 last year. I'm thinking right about the same. About 12th, 13th, probably.
Depend on depending on if we lose. I believe if we lose to Minnesota, it will put us there. But if we can beat Minnesota and probably keep Purdue relatively competitive, I believe we'll be in the nine ranks. I believe we'll be.
How far you think we'd shoot up if we beat Purdue?
8. It won't go that far. It won't go that far.
You don't think so?
No, because I mean,
hypothetically speaking,
look at the game.
Who wins the Big Ten tournament?
Who wins the Big Ten tournament?
I said, if Michigan State found a way to win the Big Ten tournament, how far you think we'd shoot up?
I mean, we shoot up to like 5.
Think so? 5, 4.
Yeah. Yep, that'll be it. But I'm not willing to bet a single penny on that at all. I mean, as optimistic as I want to be for the team, it's just. My realistic side just kicks in and be like, hey, you know.
How long has it been since they won the Big Ten tournament? Has it been about 5 years? Was Cassius Winston's junior year the last year we won it? Because then we beat Michigan 3 times in a row that year. We beat them twice in the regular season, and then we beat them in the Big Ten tournament championship game.
What? I'm not sure.
I believe that was Cassius's junior year.
Maybe. But it is what it is. I mean, this team, Cassius Winston ain't coming back.
No time soon.
No time soon to put on their uniform. So we start with who we got right about now. And I've said this before you got on, Devin, that this is an average team. This is a team that can beat anybody and can lose to anybody. And that's and I hate that fact about this team because they're unpredictable.
You don't like that? You don't like that unpredictability?
Not at all. Not
keep you on the edge of your seat, raise your blood pressure a little bit.
Nope. I'd rather than be South Carolina, and I just know you're gonna win. I don't care who they got on the opposite side. I just know you're gonna win. I love it. I love it. That's insane. Like, come on now. We want that. We hopefully Izzo can give us something like that next year.
Yeah.
I have less expectation for this team. And you're right, Devin. This team was previewed to be a top 5 team.
Yep.
And out the gate, we lost. which we usually do because this is how Izzo constructs the whole, his whole schedule is tough games up front so that we can get them ready for March.
Mm-hmm.
And now the shit doesn't count if you lose in the first round of March. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
You really just lost games just to lose games. And I believe, I hope that, even though this will never happen, like the way Izzo is, it's so concrete that you have to let him go if you want change. Then you want real change.
Mm-hmm.
Izzo can't be at the forefront leading this charge. I mean, it don't look like, let's say Izzo just opens it up and really goes after the players who we expect him to go after, right? Or we want him to go after. Anybody that's worth a damn in the transfer portal, we want Izzo to go after, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say he does it. Like, that would be such a different, like, I would want Izzo to stay for another 5 or 6 years. But if it doesn't happen, I want him gone next year. Like, I want him gone before the season starts. Like, because this is, I'm telling you, shit gonna get serious if we don't get nobody that's significant. Like, we're really gonna struggle, especially in the paint. Like, we're really gonna struggle. Oh, yeah, Malik Hall is gone. Malik Hall is everything we have in the paint right now as far as scoring goes.
Our absolute bucket who can score any other shot is going to be gone. Tyson Walker, so we don't have an escape bucket, a guy who, most nights could at least get you 24 points, 20. If he really puts his mind to it,
right,
he's gone. So, like, we're really in a spot next year where it's like, we got to do something.
And I hope Izzo knows that and doesn't take it as a, you know, doesn't just brush it off his shoulders like, eh, it is what it is. I know what I'm doing. Like, I'm in time as though I'm a Hall of Fame coach. I can get anybody off the streets to come in here and play basketball and be successful, but you can't.
Bill Belichick?
Not anymore. That's basically who he sounds like. That's who he looks like, too. But it's just, I believe it's a young man's game. I don't think that Tom Izzo understands that father time has hit his ass.
And, like, why doesn't he just get a recruiting team? I think he could go off as a legend and make this so much easier for him. That's what I was saying earlier, Devin, is I just think he's being hard-headed to where it's like his name alone can bring in recruits. He can hire a recruiting team, a recruiting agency to be like, bro, these are good prospects for you. Transfer portal, high school. We'll bring them to your campus. They meet you. You meet their family. That's it. You could stay in East Lansing. You have coaches. You have assistant coaches that can go to these houses and say, okay, like, let's have you meet Izzo at this campus, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, why not make it easy for yourself in your last 3 years? Get a recruiting team, have your coaches, or maybe fire a coach and get a better assistant coach who could do the job. And I don't know, but like I just think he's making this harder on himself being hard headed to where it's like, just go to the transfer portal, man.
Transfer portal and figure it out.
We're Michigan. He's gonna have to. Basketball. He's acting like we're football, Michigan State. Like, recruiting's a little bit hard. Like, we are a very prestigious basketball team. You don't have to, like, you don't have this. Like, look, we're acting like we're Michigan State football right now with this. Like, we have to beg to get a 5-star or any kind of talent at times. Like, we, even with a bad year, Michigan State can go out and get somebody from any other program. We can get a bench warmer from Kansas if we really tried.
Mm-hmm.
It's just we don't put the effort in. Like, we don't, and that's what Izzo needs to decide. Does he want to be here, or does he want to just end like Mark D'Antonio, end like Mac Brown at Texas, end like Les Miles at LSU? What do you want to be, man? Like, but that's my thing on it. I just yeah.
I was just taking a look at tickets for this Big Ten tournament. You wanna know how much this is? $21.
How much?
$21.
Wow. It's
$21 to sit lower bowl.
Wow.
That's crazy.
This team isn't worth watching. I mean,
man, come on. It's $21, Jordan. Really? I'd pay $21. I'd pay $21 to watch a football team play last year. $21. That is compared to what it was last year.
That goes on Izzo for making us a $21 chump.
That's just the first session. That's our game, and that's our game versus Minnesota and another game.
Yeah, he made us $21 chumps, and like, you know.
Hey, but like you said, they can beat it. Like Rel said, they can beat anybody and lose to anybody. So $21, not that bad to watch them go out there and annihilate somebody if need be.
Easy on annihilate, and you know we'll go on a run and then end up losing, but. You know, I'm optimistic. At the end of the day, we're all Spartans, right? We all love our team. We're just all frustrated in our own ways.
Hmm.
So at the end of the day, we all love the squad. But did anyone have any more questions or points they wanted to make about the team? I know you got in here a little bit late, Devin. Did you have any other points you wanted to make?
No, just stay optimistic through the just stay optimistic and just stay optimistic and just be ready to watch like the teams, the play, and just all the people out there. The negativity, the postseason's here. Like, anybody on social media, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, wherever you're at, making a Spartan podcast, making tweets about the Spartans, whatever it may be, let's just be positive. Let's go in there. Let's put everything on the line like the players are, and let's just see what happens. Ain't no point in going in there negative and not, you know, cheering for this team and doing what we need to do to make sure, as good fans, that we're behind this team. We can be realistic about expectations or this and that, but ain't nobody saying you can't go in there delusionally confident and enjoy this team.
You're right. Yeah, that just might work, Devin. That just might work. I mean, I ain't never think about it like that. Like,
it's done wonders for me in the gaming world. Going delusionally confident.
I feel you. You know what? That just might happen. Listen, I ain't trying to bet on nothing. I ain't betting on single game.
Oh, no. We ain't betting on nothing, but we going in there optimistic.
But, yeah, I will definitely go in there like, you know what, man, let's just see. If Tyson Walker's on, if his three-point shot is hitting, we got a shot now. That regardless of however it turns out, you know, we had an opportunity. As long as we have an opportunity, I'll be okay with whatever happens. But I expect more next year for sure. That's it for me. I ain't got nothing else. Jordan, you got anything?
Nah, I mean, I'll save that little bit of optimism here in my heart. I'm going to save it and see what we got. It's tournament time, and, you know, let's just hope someone steps up. But other than that, I mean, that's all I got to say. It's just I got a little bit of optimism in me. I got a little bit left.
Yeah, that's all you need, man. So with that being said, I want to thank everybody for listening to the Spartan Dogs podcast. Make sure you check us out on Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Podcast, anywhere you're streaming music or anything like that, we will be there. Make sure you also follow us on Twitter, Spartan Dogs PC. We tweet out every day. We tweet out every week, that's for damn sure. So make sure you go check us out on Twitter as well. And support the guys, man. We got our own individual Twitters as well that once this podcast goes up, you know, I tag them in it. So make sure you give us all a follow. And with that being said, man, go green.
Go white.
Go white.